I think I just uncovered the whole object lesson behind the Truman Show. So the leader of the set of the Truman Show was Christoph, in other words, Antichrist. And he was up there, and he had this huge set that was keeping Truman in his little bubble, you know. And Truman was the true man. Truman means true man. So he had a good heart, you know. But he was born into a system that was a lie, that was a fake, that was all scripted, right? And the patterns kept repeating. So that's what time is. That's what when the devil dropped Eve down, she dropped out, Adam went down by choice, dropped us down into time, and you realize that this whole set, the sun sets, even though the sun sets every day, it's pointing back to the sun, but the flesh mind doesn't see that it's all fake. It's all just a show. It's all fake. And so a lot of these people who are Freemasons and all that stuff, they sold their soul out to the show. They're actors. Now, you can become an actor of Christ inside the set as an ambassador. This is not your home. You're in a foreign land. This is warfare. And so you're going about your daily routine on this set as an actor following after Jesus. Jesus wrote the script. You follow his script. The devil wrote a script, the Christoph, that Truman is in. But when Truman becomes self-aware, he escapes the script. So you watch Truman become self-aware over the years, over time, and you start to see the repeat. And so as Truman became self-aware, how did the devil keep him in the track? How did the devil keep him in the bubble? How did the devil keep him in this little track or bubble or whatever? How did the devil do it? The thing that he feared most. Every time he'd get in the boat, he would cause the waves in the ocean. They took his fake dad out, his dad, and said he died on the ocean. So that when he was a kid, that was his biggest fear. So how does the devil keep you from seeing past the script? By fear, putting you in fear. And so this repeat sine wave set, the sun resets every day. This repeat 3D program that you're in, it's a set. It's a Christoph set down here in the 3D. Now, behind the flesh mind set is the 5D set. God, what the devil meant for evil, God turns for good. And so as you're in this Truman Show, It's a show to separate the true men from the false men. Those who have a good heart towards God, those who don't. The Bible was given outside of 3D to draw you to Him. God doesn't want anybody to be on the set. See, a lot of people are sold out to this devil script, and they'd sold their soul. There's a lot of people out there that are on the devil script but don't know it, and they've been deceived, and they just, the trauma and the drama and the repeat of the Truman Show keeps them in the script of the devil. And so as you start to become self-aware and you see that it don't matter how many jobs you take, it don't matter which city you go into, it don't matter how many wives you marry. If you marry a wife who's sold out, just like Truman married this woman, and she was fake. She was a prostitute of the system. She married him knowing that she didn't love him and didn't care about him, and it was just all an act, and she was a prostitute of the system. And she had this other boyfriend on the side, like usually happens. Why would she do that? Why would she sell it? Because she got paid for it. She was making money. She's trying to get ahead in the system, but actually she was following the script of the devil, and Christoph was controlling everything. She wasn't going to get but so far. If she messed up, she loses her script, and somebody else gets in the script. And so what they're trying to do is keep you in. They've got a system set up so big
They'll bring in new actors. And they'll bring in new scenes to try to keep you inside the delusion of the set, the Christoph script. And they'll do anything to keep you in delusion, Babylon. When you realize really who you are in Christ, all things are possible. All things are yours. There's unlimited resources. There's no such thing as scarcity. You can walk out in your front yard and eat grass if you need to, or tree bark. All you need is a knife. You can dig a hole in the ground and get free water when it rains. My point is, you can put plastic on the ground in the morning and take a sock and get the dew off the ground and just squeeze the sock and drink free water. My point is, Christoph set up a set, set up a scenario to keep Truman in a fear-based mindset. And it's the Truman Show. But when Truman got free and he saw through the set, he saw through the repeat, he saw through the script, he saw through the fear, the doubt, the worry that it wasn't even real. When you see through the flesh mind, that the flesh mind is not even real, and you step into the spirit mind, and the only way you're going to be able to step into the spirit mind is ask God to show you. Is there such thing as a spirit mind? Yes. It's so real that when it hits you, when God gives you the download, when God gives you the download of the spirit mind, you might be saved, but you're still in the flesh mind. And the reason you probably are still in the flesh mind, if you are, is because you got people around you that are actors. And these actors follow the devil's script, and they're always trying to upset you. And they're always doing these patterns. If you notice, they set up these patterns when you were a child to keep you in that fake reality. So these patterns that were happening as a child, you keep meeting people. Lo and behold, these people just show up out of nowhere. And they follow the same patterns that you had with your mom or your dad or your sister or your aunt or your uncle. And they follow the same patterns. How did that happen? Did they just show up by chance? No, there's no chance. It's a lesson. Did the narcissist show up? Did you marry one of these evil narcissists for just by chance? No, they showed up on the scene as actors, money, prostitute, prostitutes, Fox, CNN, they're all prostitutes. They're selling their soul for the devil's system to keep it all going. It's all a show. The stock market, it's a show. It's all a show. If you realize that this is a Truman Show reality that Christoph has initiated as a copycat flesh mind system. See, they think that the devil thinks he can deliver the earth back up to God, which Jesus is going to do for 1,000 years. But the devil's trying to do it with the Age of Aquarius mindset. But he can't do it. And so God called a priest class, the Jewish priest class, to bring Christ in, and they had to follow certain patterns or whatever. And so the magician priest class, they think they can bring this. The witches think they can birth it. Why do you think the witches attack you? Let's say you're a man and you got anger issues, or you got some kind of whatever it is. Whatever issue you have as a man. These witches, they think they are the called ones to change you. So these coven witches will send women to your life to try to mess you up and try to get you to be broken. They think they're God's gift to earth. They think they can change you. They really do. And they call it love, but they do some bad stuff. They either want you to become like them and worship Mother Earth and worship the creation, or they want you to commit suicide. There's no other option. Let me say it again. So let's say there's some man out there who's single. He's doing fine, everything's cool, but he might have some issues with this, that, and the other, the way he thinks or whatever. So this witch over here, she sees him, and it gets on the radar of the coven, right? And they've been with enough men. You can read Proverbs 5, 7, and 9. They've been with enough men. They know the patterns of all the men because they've been with like 1,000 men. So they see this man who's just doing his thing. But they see areas that he needs to grow in, they think, according to them. They think they're gods, right? Goddesses. So they send somebody from the coven to attack that person, to either get into his house, get into his life, get into his whatever. And so they think that they are gods. They think that they have the right to get in there and try to pull him into their New Age doctrine. Or if he won't follow that, they want to kill him. They want him. They don't want to kill him. They want him to kill himself. And it's true with the saved women. The saved women, let's say there's a saved woman out there. She don't really know that the game's really going on. She ended up marrying a Truman Show agent. So just like Truman married an agent. She married an agent. And she's married to this agent who's a narcissist or a magician. And he's trying to turn her into a Jezebel. So he can use her and, you know, he becomes a pimp and she's the Jezebel and he don't care. He's been married to her for 10 years. He don't care if she sleeps with other men as long as he makes some money off of her or something. So he tries to turn her into Jezebel, turns her into a prostitute. He'll say, well, let's just have an open marriage and blah, 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 or whatever he does. Who knows? Can't even think like him. And then they turn her into a prostitute. And they end up pulling people into the devil system more and more. My point is, it's going on. I talked to enough sisters in Christ online the last 10 years to know that the saved women have been set up just like the saved men have been set up. And then when you see the game and you scratch your head, you think, how can these people be so evil? Well, and know it. They don't think it's evil. Because they followed the devil's lie, they think they're doing God's work. They're following the script of Christoph, and they think they're helping. They probably wanted Truman to become an actor and for the next. See, it's a show. They make money off of it. So if Truman woke up, well, Truman, we're going to have another Truman. Maybe you can be a part of the act and you can help this one. You woke up, so we'll put this process through another kid and we'll put the kid on the show and you can be a part of the act and people can see you doing the same thing. And the devil just keeps repeating the same show over and over and over and over and over and over and over. Because the AI flesh mind is a slave to the devil, is a slave to the show. It's all a show. The 401k is a show. The stock market's a show. The city that you're in, it's all a show. You know it's a show. Most of the YouTube channels are a show. They'll get up there, these investing channels. Well, you can make $1 million investing in this stock. And come to find out years later, the only reason they were making money and able to put money in stock is because they had a business that was supporting them, because they had a million, they were lying to their viewers. They had millions of subscribers and making money off subscribers, but they were making money off the companies that they were being supported by. Their advertisements for these companies, right? It's all a show. Christoph, off of Christ, anti-Christ. The devil's trying to play Jesus in your life. And the devil's going to send you a spouse, if you'll marry him, that is an actor. They don't have a true heart. Why do you think it's so hard for the true believers to meet up and marry each other? Why is that so hard? And why is it that when you're a child and the people you're drawn to that kind of person? Because it's trauma based. You're drawn to that kind of person. You don't even know why you're drawn to that person because they created the pattern in your childhood. It's wild. It's so hard to believe, but when you actually sit back and look at yourself and look at your patterns and you think, where did that person come from? How come that person showed up in my world? Where did she come from? Why did she show up? And you look at the patterns that she has, and it's the same patterns you had as a childhood, and that's a familiar spirit. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's ridiculous. It's insane. But if you're self-aware, one of the patterns that the witches always want you to rescue, you know, the female players, they'll see a man that wants to rescue a woman, right? He has this need to rescue because he wanted to rescue his mom or somebody or sister or somebody in his childhood, grandmother or something. So he wants to rescue women. And so men fall into that pattern. So these covens, they send a woman who wants to be rescued. So he tries to rescue her because it goes back to Adam and Eve. It goes back to Christ and the church. It's such a strong pattern in a man. He wants to rescue that woman. But you actually can't. If you try to rescue somebody instead of them running to Jesus, you're going to get a spanking from God because you can't save anybody. Only Jesus can. You can throw the lifeline out. They have to grab it though. You can throw the lifeline out. Let's say they're in the ocean drowning. You throw that buoy out. Grab hold. But if they don't grab hold, it's right there. You try to jump in and rescue them, they're going to pull you under with them. It's a show. It's a devil show. And the patterns that were created in your childhood and life and your bloodline and your culture lie, your bloodline lie, your culture lie, and these churches, these legalistic churches that put you back under law, guilt, shame, condemnation. All these patterns, all these boxes were designed to get you to live in a fake reality. And when you break free from that AI flesh mind and you see it from a spirit mind, you say, oh, I wasn't even self-aware. I was just doing things based on a program. When you get by yourself for a season, you can start to see your own program and you can break free and look at your program from the outside in. And you can set a new program. You don't have to follow their program. You set your own program.